Exodus 14, from verse 19 to 22. The cloud and the sea move. Then the angel of God, who had been travelling in front of Israel's army, withdrew and went behind them. The pillar of cloud also moved from in front and stood behind them, coming between the armies of Egypt and Israel. Throughout the night the cloud brought darkness to the one side and light to the other, so neither went near the other all night long. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground, with a wall of water on their right and on their left. The cloud, the cloudy pillar, fire by day, cloud by night, moved from in front of the host of Israel, behind them, and then the sea was moved and divided so that the Hebrews could cross the sea on dry ground. Miracles both. Distinguishing miracles too. God moves to defend his people and defeat his enemies. I wonder what the Hebrews thought as they saw the cloudy pillar moving from before them. But then they soon saw, no doubt, that the moving pillar, in fact, was their defense now, for it separated them and distinguished them from Egypt. And that which was darkness to Egypt was light and protection for the Hebrews. And the parting of the sea also. God uses the instrument of Moses and his rod and his arm, but it's the wind of God, it's the power of God working this miracle. And these are the sorts of things I see here, that God is in sovereign control of these elements, working miracles. God reigns. He rides in the storm. He rides on the clouds. He plants his feet in the sea. He rides in majesty through these elements, cloud and wind and rain and storm. And see. And he's using all these things miraculously to distinguish between the Hebrews and the Egyptians. God in action for his people, showing his power, his sovereignty, his mercy, his wisdom. And this God is our God, brother and sister. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and he'll be like that forever. There is no change in God. I, the Lord, change not. This God who is mighty here for the Hebrews is mighty for us. He who does great and wondrous things in these days here at the Red Sea is still the same God for us. God is still in control. He's still ruling the elements. He's governing our lives. The pillar of cloud and the sea, whatever they may be for us, God is in control of them, brother and sister. But I also see that which is a blessing to the Hebrews is a condemnation and a curse to the Egyptians. What do I mean? Well, the cloud which gave defense and protection and light for the Hebrews brought confusion and darkness for the Egyptians. And this sea which divides, as we shall see, which allowed the Hebrews to pass over on dry land, was in fact the means of destruction for the Egyptians. Now, what's the new covenant equivalent of this? What's happening today? Well, I think of 2 Corinthians 2:15 to 16. I think of 1 Peter 2. What do you mean? Well, we are told that the preaching of Christ, the gospel of Christ, is either a smell of death or a smell of life. When the gospel comes to men, when the gospel comes to us, is either life to us or death to us. What do I mean? If we receive Christ, trust Christ, yield to Christ, welcome Christ, are converted to Christ, it is our salvation. Christ is the means, the way, the power, the saving grace, the saving person, the saving merit, his righteousness, his blood, his person is all for us. But if we refuse him, if we read John chapter 3, for example, John's Gospel, chapter 3, this is the condemnation. Lights come into the world and men love darkness rather than light. This is the condemnation that they do not believe. They will not believe. You will not come to me, says Christ, that you might have life. That which is the greatest mercy to some, because they receive and believe and trust Christ, is the greatest condemnation, John chapter 3, to the unbeliever. 1 Peter 2 I mentioned. Christ is the rock. We either build upon the rock and are established upon the rock, or men stumble against the rock Christ. They fall against him. They shatter themselves upon him, and he crushes them. This is what Peter says. So the gospel, Christ, is either our greatest blessing because we receive the Lord Christ as our Savior and Lord, or our greatest condemnation. This cloudy pillar, if you're on the wrong side of it, if you're on the Egyptian side, it's darkness and confusion, and it's leading to death and destruction in the sea. But if you're on the Hebrew side, it's light and mercy, guidance, and dry land. Unbeliever, these are lessons for you. These are warnings for you. Christ is being offered to you in the gospel now, in some way or another. Let me do it now. Christ stands ready to save you. God has sent him into the world, and he has died for sinners, and he's risen again, and he ascended, and he's coming again. Receive Christ in all his merits, his blood and righteousness. Receive his offer of mercy. Close in with him now, and he will have mercy upon you and forgive you and make you right with God forever and ever. But if you refuse him, if you reject him, that which could be your greatest blessing will be your greatest condemnation. Obviously, it must be obvious. Do not refuse him who now offers you Christ, and I mean God the Father offering you Christ. He stands all day long with his arms outstretched to a disobedient people, you. Receive Christ now, and it'll be your greatest joy and pleasure forever. It'll be your everlasting salvation. But brother and sister, in our circumstances today, in our afflictions today, in yours, in mine, can we not see that it's not luck and chance that's in control? It's the wonder-working God, this miraculous-working God. This God is our God, the God of the cloudy pillar. The God of the sea is our God. And look at the greatest miracle. Christ raised from the dead. Everlasting salvation in him. The coming again of Christ. All things are working together. Clouds and seas, storms and rain and wind. Even all our events in our life, even now, are working for our good. Because God makes all things to work together for good. To them that love him, to those who are the called according to his purpose. The cloud and the sea move, and they move for the Hebrews. They move against the Egyptians, but they move for the Hebrews. And this God is not against us, brother and sister. He is for us. Let us go on in that strength today. Unbeliever, one more word. Do you really want this God to be against you? Then yield to him now in Christ and receive all he has to offer in his mercy to you.